In regards to the minhag on Shavuos, brought down by the Rama to lay out plants, flowers, and so on in the Beis Knesses. The Rama in Siman Tuf Tzadi Dalid writes, "Shenoygin lishtoyach hasavim b'Shavuos b'Beis Knesses v'habatim in the homes and in the Beis Knesses as a zecher l'simchas matan Torah." The question is, how is this a zecher to Simchas Matan Torah? Wouldn't it be more appropriate, once we're establishing minhagim, to, I don't know, lay out luchos and engrave them with the Aseres Hadibros? So the Levush writes a very interesting reason. The Misaviv Lahar Sinai Hayamakam Mira. It seems from the psukim that surrounding Har Sinai there was pasture. That the Ribbono Shel Olam warns that during the giving of Torah on Har Sinai, that the tzon and the bakar shouldn't come graze from those pastures. This is an even bigger tema. This is what we're here to recall out of this Gansa Maisa of Matan Torah. The azhara that the tzon and the bakar shouldn't graze, that was a gzeiras hakosav, that was only a specific mitzvah for that time. And yes, perhaps it's a zeicher to that, but aren't we missing the big picture? And the mafarshim further the wonder, the tema here, we're talking about a midbar. The Torah was given in midbar Har Sinai. So what type of grass pasture was there in the midbar? Furthermore, of course, we read Parshas Bahar leading up to Chag HaShavuos, and it's appropriate. It's called Parshas Bahar Sinai. And Rashi has some very famous words, quoting Chazal, "Ma'in yin shmit etzel Har Sinai." Very beautiful pshatim offered to explain that, and let's try to see how that's relevant to our discussion, the Siyata D'Shmaya. And lastly, one of the very famous questions on the Sugya of Matan Torah is Tosus' question in Shabbos, where the Gemara tells us that Klai Yisrael received the Torah in an oifen of Nasa V'Nishma, willingly, excitedly. If that's the case, why did there have to be a Kafalim Har Kagigis, that he held the mountain over the head, supposedly forcing them into receiving it? To begin with the Rama, if we explore the origins, the sources, the makaris of the Rama, we find a very interesting nekuda. And that is the Maril, which almost all of the Ashkenazic customs come from the Maril. He writes, V'zalashonai, L'hashtiach b'samim shel asavim v'shoishanim l'simchas haregel. To lay out b'samim shel asavim. B'samim are spices of asavim. The Rama does not mention b'samim. That's what looking at the makor is important. B'samim shel asavim, and then he goes on to say shoishanim, a rose, I suppose. Shoishanim l'simchas haregel. Shoishanim is the function of simchas haregel. And again in the Leket Yosher, which quotes the Minhagim of the Truma Sedeshin, Lefazer Esav u'besamim. Esav u'besamim. So once again, we're finding Atzad HaShava in these two Makairus of the Rama, of not just Asavim, but Besamim. And after taking a look at these sources, further iyun into the sugya reveals that we're not just dealing here with asavim. That may be the pashut pshat of the minhag, but in pnimius, we're dealing here with besamim. And then the Netay Gavil and Chelik Shavuos quotes minhagim and Sfarim HaKdoshim to this effect. There's a very beautiful piece in the Bnei Yisachar in Sivan Dalet Zayin Teches, quoting a medrash, which brings out this yisaid. So what we're seeing is that the inyan of reyach is perhaps in pnimius behind this minhag of asavim in the base haknesses. And there's a medrash which supports this, and a zayar which supports this. The zayar says, "B'shaita the kucharichu ishtakech v'zamim matura de Sinai." At the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klaus on Sinai, Lameyav Arais of Israel, Nirdi Nasan Reichai. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, that the Nerd, which is a spice, gave its fragrance. Yisrael Yehovu Usliku Reichatav, that Klaus, so they were giving off, they were exuding this good scent. The Koyim of Agan Alayla Daridarin, which would protect them for all future generations. V'amru, as they said, Kol HaShadibir Hashem, Nase Benishma. So even this lashon of desire, the koim ba'ogan alayhi l'dari darin, that this scent protects Klai Yisrael for future generations, is almost like a smach and a remez to the minhag which we have for all future generations. So now, once we see that there's an inyan of besamim as it pertains to Matan Torah, this gives us a pesach into what we find by Yitzhak and Yaakov, when Yaakov comes before Yitzhak to get the brachos. Chazal find remez here to the giving of the Torah. Not only because it's Yitzchak, and we know the Avos corresponds to the Gimel Regalim, and Yitzchak corresponds to Shavuos, but when Yaakov comes before Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, "Who is this?" And Yaakov replies, "Anoichi Esav Becharecha." And the Medrash here says, on the word Anoichi, darshaning the fact that he doesn't say Ani Esav Becharecha, rather Anoichi, that Anoichi is always a trigger for Anoichi Shem Elokecha. And that's exactly what the Medrash says. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the Anoichi of Esav Becharecha. So what does that have to do with anything? Furthermore, when Yitzchak gives the brachas to Yaakov, V'yitin lecha Elokim yital ha-shamayim u'mishpani ha-aretz. So the Medrash says, V'yitin lecha Elokim yitin ha-lehusach, that Yitzchak now was giving godliness to Yaakov, as it says, Shenemar Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So once again, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha in this exchange. So we're finding a smach, a remez, to the giving of Torah. But furthermore, as it's relevant to us, the Torah highlights the fact that when Yaakov comes before Yitzchak, says in Pasuk, that Yitzchak remarks, Re'ei reyach b'ni k'reyach sadeh asher b'recho Hashem. That there's such a pleasant fragrance coming from Yaakov Avinu, from the Sada Shabecho Hashem, like a Gan Eden de Gesent. So we see the correlation. Furthermore, the Zohar says in Tikkunin that the four letters of Havaya correspond to the four primary senses. And this is the Lashon HaZohar. Yud is Stakel, Yud is Keneged Einayim. Hey is Ushema, the ears. Vav Umeriach, Vav is the nose. Hey ummemalo, that speech is the lower letter hey. But we see that the letter vav corresponds to reyach, to scent. And the reason why that would be is because the Torah was given on vav sivan. So vav sivan implies the characteristic, the sense of vav ummeriach. Now to further the point, now that we're establishing connections between the inyan of Reyach and the giving of Torah. So perhaps the most important marmakim in the Sigyan, I saw later this was brought down in the Mefarshim, and it sticks out in the Gemara in Shabbos in Peches, which deals with Matan Torah. The Gemara tells us, Mikol Dibur V'Diva Shiyatzim Yifikadosh Baruch Hu B'Matan Torah, every word which left the mouth of Kutcher Bichu at Matan Torah, Nesmale Ha'olam Reyach B'Samim, filled the world with Reyach B'Samim. And the Gemara learns this out from the word Shoshanim, or Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ma'i dechsev liachyoi ki arugas habaisa, kol dibur v'dibur v'shukash baruch hu nesmali ha'olam kula basamim. And he learns this out from the pasuk Sifsaisav Shoshanim noitfais mor oiver. Al tikre Shoshanim ela Shoshanim. From the word Shoshanim. So this really helps our case when we go back to the Maharil. Lahashtiach besamim shel asavim, hence besamim, which he's speaking about, mismale ha'olam reyach besamim, but also sheishanim, l'simchas haregel. As he's learning it out here from the word, sheishanim ele sheshoinim, So this leads us from Matan Torah to Chagapur. Because we know that there are Gimel Regalim, which correspond to the Gimel Avos. And whenever there are Avos, there are Toldos. And the Toldos are the Yom Tovim Derabanan, which correspond to these Yom Tovim Deraisa. Sukkis is connected to Hanukkah, 8 days, and there's more connections. Pesach, Yesh Oymim on this, but let's say that Pesach will correspond to the Antel of Tisha B'Av. And Shavuos is connected to Pur. And the obvious connection between Shavuos and Purim is the giving of Torah. As Gemara says in the Sugya of Shabbos, Kafalim Harkigigis, but Hadar Kibluah Bimei Achashverosh, that there was a Nasa V'Nishma Akimu V'Kivdu HaYehudim, which took place in the times of Mordechai v'Esther. Now, as we mentioned Mordechai and Esther, there's a very strong connection, as the B'nai Sosra elaborates and others, between Chag HaPurim and the sense of smell, of Reyach. Mordechai, Mina Torah Minayim, B'Samim Roish, Mor Dror. Esther, her name is Hadassah, and Esther is also called Shoshana, like the Arabic explains. Shoshana Siakov is a reference to Esther. Esther is Gematria Shoshana, he says. And what's interesting is that we have here Mor, which is Mordechai, and Esther, which is Shoshana. And going back to the Makor of that Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who quoted the Pasuk, Sifsoisav Shoshanim Noitvois Moreover. Moreover is Mordechai, and Shoshanim is Esther. So we see that there's something very important taking place by Matan Torah. And this takes us to the question of Tosfos, which you mentioned before. If there was a Nas of Anishma, why was there a necessity for Kafalim Harkigigis? But let's try to understand. Klai Yisrael did say Nas of Anishma. But whose Madrega was that actually? Was that the Madrega of Klai Yisrael Bashahim Sham? That they were on the Madrega of Nas of Anishma? Perhaps not. That really Klai Yisrael themselves, as they were, they responded with no way, and it was necessary for Kafalim Harkigigis. Well, then whose Madrega was Nas of Anishma? Lachor, that was the Madrega of Moshe. And we find a hint of this by Purim. Because the Megillah says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, which is exactly the Nas of Anishma. And Kimu v'kiblu was written Chasevav in the Megillah. And the Zohar says, it's written Chasevav because it wasn't done by the masses. It was done as a remez to a yachid. Who's the Kimu v'kiblu, that yachid? The Zohar says, Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're seeing here, Moshe is the darga of Nasa v'Nishma. Nasa koidim l'Nishma, like Kimu koidim l'Kiblu. And that would suggest that when Klai Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, it was Moshe who was amongst them, who was the Melech, which was ma'ayra them to say Nasa v'Nishma. But it wasn't their Madrega. Proof of that is that when Klai Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wondered about this. Mi gidl l'banei razeh. Who taught them the secret? What do you mean, who taught them the secret? Maybe that was exactly how they were feeling about it. But no, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew their hearts and knew that this wasn't coming from them, and that's why he says, who was a Malach HaSharis amongst Klal Yisrael? Who was the one who went up to the El Yonim and he dueled with the Malachim to bring down the Torah? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was one of the Nasa Nishma, but because Moshe is the Melech and Lev Melech Lev Kola'em, it was through his heart that he influenced all Klal Yisrael to say simultaneously Nasa Nishma. We have a precedent for that just 43 days earlier, by Kriyas Yam, so the Klal Yisrael cross the Yam, and they sing Shira. And Chazal say they sing Shira b'derech nevuah, that they all knew exactly what to sing and the exact words to say. Where did that come from? So the Torah tells us, Oz Yashir Moshe uvinei Yisrael. Moshe sang. It doesn't say Oz Yashiru b'nei Yisrael, nor does it say Oz Yashiru Moshe b'nei Yisrael. It says Oz Yashir in the singular Moshe uvinei Yisrael. Because really Moshe sang the Shir. And Klai Yisrael sang Shir because Moshe was the leader. He was the Melech of Klai Yisrael. And with the Hisairus of Moshe to sing, all of Klai Yisrael sang as well. And that's exactly what happened here. Mi gidl l'banei razeh, that's Moshe. And we find many times in Chazal, Moshe is called Mi. For example, Mi yalo b'hai Hashem, Mi yokam mukum kovchai. Chazal say that's referring to Moshe. After Moshe's p'tir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi yokum li imireim, Mi yisiyativ li impor li oven. Chazal say that's referring to Moshe. Moshe is called Mi. Mi was the Dag of Chamishim, which is Gematria Mi, the 50th day. Mi gidl l'banei razeh, that was Moshe. So yes, Kafel the Markagigas was necessary because Bnei Yisrael's Madrega was exactly that. But they said Nasav and Ishma because Moshe said Nasav and Ishma, and that had an impact on Klai Yisrael. But why was that necessary? The reason why that was necessary is because it made a Roshan. It left a Roshan for future generations. That when Klai Yisrael, later on, they tapped into that Roshan by the Nes of Purim, and Me'avas HaNes, as Rashi explains, they said Kimu V'Kiblu, they said a meaningful Nasav and Ishma because of the Roshan which was left earlier. And doing so, they were misaking the fact that there had to be a Kafel Magigigas 1,000 years earlier by Matan Torah. Testimony to that is we have a mitzvah to drink Ad L'Yodam Purim. Where does that come from? Well, if we take a look at Kafalim HaKagigas, Hashem held a gigas over their head. What exactly is a gigas? What's a gigas? A gag? No. Rashi says a gigas is a chaves shel yayin. It's a barrel of wine. Why wasn't it a cup of wine? Why did it have to be a barrel of wine? Why did it have to be anything associated with wine altogether? If it's just a matter of a threat, so why do we have to be mamshel the heart to a gigas at all? You could just say he put the mountain over the head. Why kagigas? Could have been a table, could have been a chair. The Torah wants us to know that this really wasn't a threat. In Pnimius, it was because it was a hachana for the Nes of Purim. Because the Mafreya, they would be misaken in the Kavan Kagigas because of the Roshim of Nasav and Ishma. And then that heart, which is Kagigas, would turn into a Chavis Shal Yayim because the Mitzvah of Purim is not to drink one cup of wine, not two, but to drink a Chavis Shal Yayim. So since Hadu Kiblu B'Me'achashvei Rosh, and the Mamelu, the Mafreya, the misaken in the heart Kagigas, so we drink from that Kagigas in Chagapur. And this helps us explain a very puzzling Yerushalmi. And again, this is the Baal Memra is once again Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was the Baal Memra earlier. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in the Perkam of the Megillah in Yerushalmi, Megillas Esther Nemra L'Moshe B'Sinai. The Megillas Esther was given over to Moshe at Har Sinai. Now, Pashup Shat would be, maybe there was a giving of a Megillah, which was handed down from generation to generation, in a very quiet way, to Yechidim. But perhaps B'derech Drush, maybe even Korvud L'Pshat, is that it's not that Megillas Esther was given to Moshe B'Sinai. It was that the Hachanas of Megillas Esther were established through the Nasav and Ishma at Sinai. And from that Kaf of Makagigas and Marfeya, and that Nasav and Ishma, that laid the groundwork for eventually the Nes of Purim. So what we're seeing here is the Kesher between Purim and Shavuos as it relates to Reyach. And this brings us back to the minhag of Asavim, of the Asavim, the Besamim, the Shoshanim, on Chag HaShavuos. When we look and explore deeper into the Makoris and the Yunim regarding this minhag, so we find that Targum Sheni, which is the Targum of Megillas Esther, is perhaps the earliest source of this minhag of Asavim and Besamim on Chag HaShavuos. So Targum Sheni writes, and he's explaining in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, Yeshnoi Am Echad in Haman Lashon Hara before Amelach Achashverosh about Klai Yisrael. It's a very lengthy Targum where Haman is picking apart with his Lashon Hara all the different Amim Tovim that Klai Yisrael celebrate, and he comes to Chodesh Sivan and Chag HaShavuos, and he says as follows, and this is translated by the Pashagan Haksav, his translation of Targum Sheni. But Chodesh Sivan, Oisin Shnei Amim Tovim, that they make two Yomtivs. They come to their shuls, and they curse the king and the princes, which is like him and him, and they come to the roof of the base knesses, maybe a hint of gigis here too, but not really, and they scatter shoshanim and tapuchim, and they gather them and they say, Kishem Sha'anu Malaktim Shoshanim Tapuchim, like we gather these Shoshanim and these Tapuchim, these fruits. Ha'ile, Kachi Yislaktu B'nei B'neinu, so too we should gather our children from amongst them. So the Minna goes back to Haman. It goes back to Megillas Esther. But note, once we're here, he says, Shoshanim V'Tapuchim. Once again, Shoshanim. But he also adds tapuchim. Why is tapuchim here? Why is Shoshana b'tapuchim? So this again points to the Gemara on Shabbos there. But the Gemara says that the saying of Nasav and Ishma is like a tapuach. That a tapuach doesn't grow like other trees. that first it's the leaves and then the fruit. Over here, it's first the fruit, then the leaves. Because Klai Yisrael were makdim, not just did they say nishma v'naseh, they said naseh koidim l'nishma. We will do even before we hear. And that's like a tapuach grows. So if Haman is saying shoshanim v'tapuchim, well, shoshanim is the makor of the besamim, and the tapuchim is a remes to naseh v'nishma, and the reason why they go together is because that's exactly what the good scent of Matan Torah was. Like we saw going back to the Zayar we had mentioned before. Nir dinas en yerechai. Yisrael yavu slik urecha tava. It was Klai Yisrael who gave off this good smell, which protects them for all generations. Ve'armu koi la shadid ber Hashem, nasa v'nishma. Because they said, nasa v'nishma. And this is supported by another medrash in Vayikarabah, Chav Gimel, and again in that B'nai Yisrael we quoted earlier, I believe so as well, where it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he was wondering whether this would be a worthy endeavor. And he saw all the destruction he would have to bring to the world, and that the world would bring upon itself, like the Dor HaFlagon, the Dor HaMavel, etc. Hashem l'mabul yashav. And then the Medrash says, Ra'abai Shoshana Echad Shalvered, that Hashem saw one rose, a Shoshana, which is called Yisrael, Natla Behiricha B'shash Enasam L'hamaser Sedevos. Hashem plucked it, and he smelled it when Klai Yisrael accepted the Aseret HaDibros, v'samach nafshu alav b'shah sh'amri Yisrael nasa v'nishma. And Hashem says, b'shvil shoshana zu, that because of this shoshana, yinasa kol ha'paradis paschas tar v'yisrael yinasa alav. The whole world is kedah because of this. I mean, because of the smell of the shoshana of nasa v'nishma, the world was saved. And it was kedah to make the world. So there's besamim, there's the shoshanim, then there's the tapuchim. And both are mentioned in Tag and Shani because they go together. That smell, the sweet smell of Klai Yisrael and Matan Torah on Chag HaShavuos is because of that tapuach of Nasa v'Nishma. As a side point, this leads us to another minute, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham, of not only having Asavim, which the Ramah speaks about, but the Magen Avraham speaks about trees. Peiros Ha'ilan, setting up trees in the Beis Knesses. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that on Shavuot is done in Al Peiros Ha'ilan. We're judged on Peiros Ha'ilan on Chag HaShavuos. Now, the Vilna Gaon takes issue with this, and others take issue with the Vilna Gaon, whether or not to be Mekayem this Minhag or not. Al Kopanim, it would seem that these are two different Minhagim. But Pashtas, although the Aruch HaShulchan brings them together and seems to say that once we're Mevatel the Asav, we're Mevatel the Ilanas. But it could be that although they are perhaps two, because they seem to have two different sources, but really they're one. Because even the Ilanos is a function of this minhag. Because once we're speaking about Shoshana v'Tapuchim, it perhaps could be that the Asavim is an inyan of Shoshanim, and the Ilanos is an inyan of Tapuchim. And to strengthen that thought, this brings us back to Shemitah Eitz HaSinai. Well, let's just go back to our questions. We said, what's with the inyan of Asavim? What is the Simchas Matan Torah? So now we're seeing that the Simcha Matan Torah and Inyan of Asavim is really more connected to Besamim. And the Simcha Matan Torah is Nasa V'Nishma, and that fragrance comes from Nasa V'Nishma, which is certainly a Zecher to the Simcha Matan Torah. And then we mentioned the Levush, that we said that the Inyan of the Asavim, Al Pipshat, says the Levush, is because of the Mokom Mir, the pasture, which is around Har Sinai. That's the Tzon and the Bakar shouldn't eat from that. So what does that have to do with Matan Torah? And we also ask, how could there be pasture in the Midbar? And Ma'in Shemitah Yitzhai Sinai. So now, Ma'in Shemitah Yitzhai Sinai. So perhaps this follows. The Be'emes, it was a Midbar. It was a Midbar. And there really is no Malkum for us, Avon V'Ilanos. But the Inyan of Shemitah Yitzhai Sinai is, as the Kliyakar says here, that Har Sinai was Niskadesh with Kedusha Shemitah. And that's the Inyan of Shemitah Yitzhai Sinai. That there was a Bechina, there was a Hashra of Kedusha Shvius on the Har Sinai. And wherever there's a Kedusha of Shvius, it brings Bracha. Like the Torah says, V'tzivisius Brachasi. Where there's Shemitah, there's Bracha. And because there was a Kedusha Shvius which took place by Har Sinai, which is certainly appropriate, because after all, you do count 7 weeks, and then you come to a 50th day, which is very similar to Shemitah and Yovel, Sheva Shabbosais, connected the 7 years of Shemitah and Yovel. So yes, there was a Kedusha Shvius, and Memela there was a Bracha Nahar, and since there was a Bracha of Shemitah Nahar, Memela, the whole area was now beautified with Asavim and Ilanos, with Besamim actual besamim, and also beautiful trees. That was a function of Shemitah. And that's exactly what Ma'in and Shemitah Yitzhar Sinai is suggesting. So if there's a Har Sinai, what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? And that's really the answer. The reason why there was pasture, that there was a place to graze, and there was a beautiful garden, Kegan Hashem, it was because of the Kedusha Shvi'ish, which is there in that Makom. And if that's the case, now we understand the Lavush and what he's talking about. That Ma'in and Shemitah Yitzhar Sinai, that there was a Baracha that was there. And that was generated by B'nai Yisrael's Nasav and Ishma. That it created actual Besam, it created actual Ilanas, it created Ashra of Kedusha Shvi'ish, which brought down that Bracha, and that's Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai. And that's Pshanda Lavash, and that's really the Zecher. Even the Zecher of the pastor goes back to the fact that it was a Nais, which began with the Hisaris of Nasav and Ishma, which created an environment, Kedusha Shvi'ish, which brought down that Bracha. That's Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai. We have a hint, just a couple of gematrias. We spoke about Megillas Esther. In the beginning of Megillas Esther, Vayhibim Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh, HaMoylech, Mehoidu V'Yadkosh. So it begins, Hu Achashverosh, HaMoylech, Mehoidu V'Yadkosh. Achashverosh is gematria Asavim U'Besamim. And Hoidu Adkosh is gematria Asavim. And the marker for Kriyas Megillah, which the Gemara learns in Nizkarim V'Na'asim, is also the gematria Asavim U'Besamim. And that's also the gematria of Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai, Asavim U'Besamim, which is a hint to this minhag. Ki Reich Nichoyech Isha L'Hashem, that Reich Nichoyech Isha L'Hashem, Isha is also Rashi Teva, Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai.